I'm David Kataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. The exhibition, Machine in a Void, World War I and the Graphic Arts, presents nearly 200 works of graphic art created primarily during World War I or shortly after. Many of the artists featured were themselves soldiers, and their personal experiences of the war informed their work. The images they produced range from the documentary to the dissenting. Exemplary of the former are French artist Maxime Moffrat's lithographs of war-blasted landscapes, and exemplary of the latter, German artist George Grosz's portfolio of satirical anti-war prints. At the heart of the exhibition are 38 etchings by Belgian artist Henri de Groux, made as proofs and trial prints in preparation for the portfolio Le Visage de la Victoire, or The Face of Victory. In his introduction to this portfolio, de Groux wrote that the war was an undeniable and colossal absurdity, like a machine functioning in a void. Machine in a Void is on view until May 23rd in the Cress and South Balcony Galleries. With thanks to Rachel Voorhees for her text. From the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Kataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas.